greetings to you. One of Cyrus here and Shoshana here. And we are not even going to attempt to follow up on that with message. We are going to go right into your questions, if you have them, for One Who Served and Shoshana.
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Before you do, we just say one thing. The vibration within this body of this Bun James is off the charts here right now. We just wish to say that Saint Germain brought a tremendous amount of energy with him, because it is an important time that you are approaching now. But that is all we are going to say about this. Yes, your question?
Could we do a special mission via meditation to remove the Chimera and the Draco? My sword and I are ready.
You can certainly do that as a visualization process, but know that as the Saint Germain did and others have been working with this group as in the times that have already gone by, in the times that are coming, this is already in process. Just not the direct approach as you are speaking about, but certainly that can be, yes. It is already being done at a higher level of consciousness here within each and every one of you at your higher self level. But it can be brought down into the conscious knowing self as well in terms of a visualization. So bring it up again, if you will, to the James and to the Joanna, and it shall be done.
Thank you very much. Love you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It might be a little 3D after that amazing sharing from Saint Germain, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Many months ago, Saint Germain, One Who Serves, and I think even Ashtar, among other channelers, such as Block and Goodchild, had said that there would be a big announcement or many announcements that would likely shock many people and start the dominoes rolling. I know the Ascended Masters don't like to talk about time, but Blossom channeled that it would be before the election. I was wondering if this recent happening about Joe Biden's corruption with China and the laptop of his son, it was that big announcement, or if there's, and the censoring that's going along with it, or if there's other announcements that are going to happen before the election.
What we can say to you is there are many more announcements coming, but that in particular, that announcement would have been quite large if it had been run with, we will say here, if the your mass media had taken off with it and responded to it more than they did, it would have been a tremendous announcement. But that was not to be in the circumstances as we find it. So there are many smaller announcements, we will say, that are in process now and will be coming forward, as well as those smaller announcements shall rise into larger announcements as well. It is all a process, as you say here, of the dominoes falling. And as you know, as dominoes begin to fall, they fall one right after another. And you are in the process of those dominoes beginning more and more to fall, and will lead to the great changeover that is in process of being here with you at your level. Not again, your third dimensional level, not within the illusion, but as you move beyond the illusion, that is when you can expect it. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share. May we share?
Yes, dear.
Dear sister, what is occurring now is a process that is orchestrated by consciousness. That is why it is not possible for anyone to give a definite time frame. Because what happens is orchestrated by current vibrations, we will say, by what the world can handle, you see. So increases, the announcements that you wish to hear will roll out. But it cannot be now because there is a fervor going on to create a sound leadership election that will change the face of the planet, will change the order of things to the extent that all that is watching this happen and that have woken up to this will be amazed by what is occurring. So you must watch for that. However, time, which is not really part of the equation, is not relevant. Only vibration, you see, is relevant in this. We would ask all that are listening to this to send light to your governments to lighten their path, to allow them to be more conscious of what is occurring and what their role can be. Send light to all that lead you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question about negative entities. In the meditation process, you mentioned that it's best for us to exit our body through the third eye versus the solar plexus. Can you expand on that? What is the difference? And second, is it possible for a light worker or star seed to experience negative entities, and how can they be removed? Thank you.
Certainly, we'll answer the second question first. The light workers, as you are saying, the light community, are certainly susceptible to those entities, as well as others that are not of the light working community. So it is something that you have been dealing with or working with or having to confront for many, many lifetimes. It is not only this lifetime that this is happening. In times past, it has been called possession and things of this nature, but because of your vibration, because of your higher vibration now, those entities can no longer intercept your aura. They cannot move through your aura, through the barrier that is there, if your vibration is higher. Lower vibration cannot move into higher vibration, you see. Higher vibration can move into lower vibration, but not the opposite. So those of you in the light working community are certainly protected in most cases. Now, there are those times when one is perceptive or able to be interfered with in various ways, and that can be by design even. Maybe they are part of their contract that they came here with to allow for that. Other times it is happening without their knowing, and there is help though, always. Always know that as you raise your vibration, then all of those that attempt to tag on, to connect or attach, we will use that term, those that attempt to attach are not able to do so. So there is no concern there. And your first question, we will go to Donna. Would you like to?
We can. Yeah.
No.
We can share on this. May we share?
Have we lost the one who asked?
Yes. No, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, please. Thank you.
The process of exiting the body through meditation to experience higher dimensions is achieved through both portals, the solar plexus and the third eye. what happens when one exits through the solar plexus is they experience the astral world, and they can experience negativity through the astral world, but they cannot access the higher dimensions, you see. So if one wishes to experience higher dimensional frequencies, and the experience that goes along with higher dimensional frequencies, they must find an exit through the third eye. You see, that is the difference. Namaste.
Very good.